Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Saturday, Hornet. It is April 16, 2022, 1:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 2:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. You know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. I must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest-working team on the planet. They are based in Zimbabwe, Kenya. Do have some members in East and West Africa, the UK and Germany, and my honorary member, Karan Pudori. Indeed. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum.com. That's GUBBARUM.com. Gumba Rum for all your rum libation needs. We do have two particular rums. We have one infused with vanilla and one infused with coconut, which is sure to delight and tickle your tongue. All right, today I have a special music showcase. Now, y'all know I'm just so excited about Antonio. I mean, this little guy, 12 years old, he is fantastic. He is a great performer. I am telling you, he is something else. 12 years old, from Australia, classically trained. Now, who all can say they classically trained? 12 years old, and I mean, that's phenomenal all by itself. 12 years old and classically trained. He has performed at the Opera Austria. He's recorded his debut classical album in December 2021. It's going to be released this month. During 2021, Antonio won 3 international singing competitions. Y'all know that is really something. Listen, I'm telling you, Antonio is my hero. Do you hear me what I say? Antonio is my hero. Y'all better get on board. Get on board. Wake up. Hello? That's me knocking on the door of your dreams. Wake up out of your sleep, honey, because your dream is waiting for you to accomplish it. And I'm telling you, Antonio is living proof of that. He is sensational and phenomenal, and he sings in other languages. I told y'all the other day I tried to learn Chinese. As far as I got was ni hao, right? And when the young lady was trying to teach me the alphabet, I said, you got to forget about it. Forget about it up in here. You know, the alphabet looked like little tin houses up on that board. I'm like, what is she drawing? That don't look like the ABCs that I know. She drawing the alphabet up on the board, and she giggling. She was young, very, very talented, very bright. And I'm sitting there like, this ain't going to work. Now, let me tell y'all what happened with the Chinese seed. Antonio reminded me when I was trying to learn a different language. I was working at DePaul University. Loved it. There was a young graduate student, Wei Wu. Her name was Wei Wu. We were friends, and I used to go over there, and they had Chinese barbecue. Fascinating. Loved it. Now, look. Wei Wu had decided she was going to teach me how to speak Chinese, right? She was a phenomenal instructor. She was a graduate student, a graduate assistant. She did so many different phenomenal. She was just talented. She really was talented. Very brilliant, very bright. She's going to teach me how to speak Chinese. And I'm telling them last, it was a one-on-one. She was my tutor, one-on-one session. And I said, you know what? You know, after about 2 or 3 weeks, I said, yeah, we got to give this up, you know, because I can't even get the alphabet down pat. As far as I got, like I said, was ni hao. And that was about it. And the rest I did learn. I don't even remember at this point. So listen. Antonio has some fantastic music. Yes, he does. So listen, the first one is Hey Jude. This is my favorite, one of my favorites. Hey Jude, take a listen.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart, and then you can start to make things better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. afraid. You were made to go out and get her. The minute you let her under your skin, then you begin to make things better. And anytime you feel the pain, hey Jude, refrain. Don't carry the world upon your shoulders. For well you know that is a fool who plays it cool by making his world a little colder. Da-da-da. Down. You have found her, now go and get her. Remember to let her into your heart, then you can start to make it better. So let it out and let it in, hey Jude, begin. You're waiting for someone to perform with. And you don't know that it's just you. Hey Jude, you'll do. The movement you need is on your shoulder. Ta-da! Bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her under your skin, then you begin to make it better, 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 better. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Hey Jude. Da 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 da. Hey Jude. Da.
You know, this singing makes the hair on the back of my head stand up. I'm telling you. Now, listen. It is amazing. That is magnificent. It is magnifico. It is magnificent. It is phenomenal. Listen, let me tell you something. The thing that is so magnificent about Antonio singing, that he can master singing songs way before his time, right? These songs are, of course, iconic. They are classic songs. You know, that's the Beatles, of course, the cover song, Hey Jude. And he can master a Beatles song. You know, that is just so phenomenal. Listen, like I told you, y'all know I love to entertain, but now, seriously, I'm dialing back for a minute. When I was talking about your dreams is knocking at the door of your heart, that is on the real. Antonio reminds me that dreams is knocking at the door of our hearts, and we got to answer it. When are we going to answer it? Antonio has answered the dream that's knocking on his heart. Not only did it knock, he answered the door. So we got to remember to answer the door. That's the life lesson for today, y'all. We must answer the door. Just answer it. Answer the door. You know, we got bells ringing off. We got bells, and we got so many things that really touch us deep on the inside. I'm not just talking about a fleeting thought that you have during the night or a fleeting thought that you have during the day. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about truly, truly dreams that's knocking on your heart and saying, would you please open the door? Would you please? Would you please? Would you please? It's like Bart Simpson is just walking around in my studio every day saying, Fierce, when are you going to open the door? Now, listen, I'm being comical and I'm being entertained, but I'm really being serious. And so that's what Antonio really reminds me of. We got to open the door. You know, we have so many dreams. Focus on one dream. Right? So Antonio is really teaching us life lessons through his singing. He is so phenomenal. We got to answer the call, y'all. I'm not talking about answering the call of something really huge. You know, start with something small. Whatever is pulling you, whatever is pulling at the strings of your heart, you got to open that door. Just open one door. You never know what's going to happen. So listen, Antonio opened the door that was knocking on his heart. Listen, look at what's going on. Hey Jude, I just love hearing him sing that song, Hey Jude, and that's a Beatles cover song. Up next is Sad, I'm getting ahead of myself here. Sad Lisa, that's a cover song as well. Cover song of Cat Stevens, cover song, Sad Lisa. So listen, Antonio is someone to get excited about. You know, and when we see individuals performing, we should get excited and what they're accomplishing and what they're succeeding at. We really should. We should get excited. We don't have to have met the person in person. We don't have to meet them in person to be excited and happy for someone. We can be excited and happy for someone afar. Yes, we can. We can do that, because when we do that, honey, it just sets the will in motion for ourselves to go ahead and open that door. Right, go ahead, open your door. Live your best life. Like Oprah says, live your best life, honey. You can't live your best life until you open the door, right? Y'all know I can get on to teaching and all like that, but I'm going to try to dial it down just a little bit. So anyway, open the door to your best life. The best way to open that door to your best life is to answer it. Answer the doorbell, for God's sakes. Sometimes people's phone be ringing and ringing and ringing. Listen, I'm going to tell you that story a little bit later, because sometimes I just can't stop. I can't stop. So this is Sad Lisa. I got a real good story to tell you after Sad Lisa. This is Antonio Sad Lisa.
She hangs her head and cries in my shirt. She must be hurt very badly. Tell me what's making you sadly. Open your door, don't hide in the dark. You're lost in the dark, you can trust me. 'Cause you know that's how it must be. Lisa, Lisa, sad Lisa, Lisa. Her eyes like windows trickling rain upon her pain getting deeper. Though my love wants to relieve her, she walks alone from wall to wall. Lost in the hall, she can't hear me. Though I know she likes to be near me. Lisa, Lisa, sad Lisa, Lisa. Thank you. sits in the corner by the door. There must be more I can tell her, if she really wants me to help her. I'll do what I can to show her the way, and maybe one day I will free her. Though I know no one can see her, Lisa, Lisa, sad Lisa, Lisa.
Right, that's Sad Lisa, Sad Lisa by Antonio. That's a cover song from Cat Stevens' cover song. Up next is going to be Homeward Bound, cover song by Simon and Garfunkel. So listen, what I was saying, I'm really, really serious about that. Young Master Antonio is teaching the whole world something. We'll learn the lesson if we pay attention and take notes. He's teaching the whole world something. That I was really serious when I talk about answering the door to your dreams, knocking at your heart. And I have an example. I'm going to talk about this story really quickly, and then I'm going to play the cover song from Simon and Garfunkel, Homeward Bound. Someone called me the other day. Someone called me on the phone the other day. And I answered, you know, I answered the phone. I says, hello. And he says, sorry, sorry, wrong number. And he hung up. And I was like, and I mean, but it was just a nanosecond. It's what's his name? Mork used to say from Mork and Ork. Nano. It was just a nanosecond that I heard his voice. And I hadn't heard that voice in I don't know when. And I says, you know, the average person would have just kept on going about their day and says it was just a wrong number. But not me. Not me. I heard that voice and I says, ow! I know that voice. I know that person. It's unfamiliar. And so me, person that I am, I called the number back. And I said, hey, you sound familiar. And he says, you know what? You sound familiar too. I said, I know you. And then he started talking. He says, you know, your phone number is in my phone. And I was trying to remember who this person is. And his number wasn't even in my phone anymore. Wasn't in my phone anymore. I had forgot his name and yada, yada, yada. To make a long story short, he says, I really was trying to remember who you are. Your number is in my phone, and I wanted to call. He got nervous. The point is he got nervous, and he hung up. I answered the call, but he got so nervous, and he just hung up the phone. And so we started talking, and as it turned out, it was somebody that we had dated just for a little bit some time ago. And he says, yeah. And then he jumps right to, he says, why are you seeing anybody right now? I says, no, I'm not dating anyone right now. He says, oh, good. He said it really quickly. Well, oh, good. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. And so long story short, we reconnected and we're going to start seeing one another. Long story short. And so if I hadn't called him back, that wouldn't happen. Person, sometimes you just got to stand up and just do what you got to do. And so that's just the person that I am. I just, the person sounds familiar, I'm going to call him back because I know that person, and I just got to know. And so when he asked, and he was just, you know, you're in my phone, and I just was trying to remember who you were. Sometimes you just forget. We old people, we old farts, and we just forget. So anyway, we just reconnect. He's a really nice guy, yada, yada, yada. Now listen, young Master Antonio is teaching us all of this. I really believe that, and I know that young Master Antonio is teaching the whole world something. And you'll learn the lesson if you stand up and pay attention. Now, this is Homeward Bound, Homeward Bound, Homeward Bound.
I'm sitting in a railway station, got my ticket for my destination. On a tour, one night stand, my suitcase and guitar in hand. Every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was. Homeward bound, home, where my thoughts are escaping home. My music's playing home. My love lies waiting silently for me. Every day's an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories. And every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Home, my thoughts escaping home. My music's playing home. My love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again. I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me, the shades of mediocrity, like emptiness in harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, my thoughts escaping home. My music's playing home. My love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me.
Amazing, 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 amazing. I love it. That's homeward bound. You know what? I'm pretty much out of time, but I am going to do this. I'm going to play one more selection because Master Antonio is just so fabulous. This is Harry Connick. I Could Write a Book. I want you guys to take a listen to Harry Connick Jr., I Could Write a Book. I have a reason for playing this. Take a listen. Take a listen.
If they asked me, I could write a book about the way you walk and whisper and look. I could write a preface on how we met, so the world would never forget. And the simple secret of the plot is just to tell them that I love you a lot. Then the world discovers that my book ends how to make two lovers a friend. To tell them that I love you a lot. Then the world discovers as my book ends how to make two lovers a
right. That's Harry Connick Jr., I Could Write a Book. And the reason why I play the song is because young Master Antonio performs at his age, 12 years old, performs at the same level where Harry Connick Jr. is right now. Now, I'm not saying, of course, he doesn't sound like Harry Connick Jr., okay, but the level and the mastery of his voice and the inflection of the words, he's pronouncing words, and the inflection and the control of the voice. Is my point. My point, I want you to get you to understand the control of the vocal, the voice, and the inflection of the words that he uses. If you listen, go back and listen to the broadcast and listen to the songs when Antonio sings, the control
in his diction and pronunciation, when he's singing, even I trip up over words because I go so fast, I get so excited. But the pronunciation when Master Antonio sings is just perfect, it's spot on. Even the complex sections of the song, he gets it, he nails it. And so just like Harry Connick Jr., of course, Harry Connick Jr. nails it. And so that's just my point, and that's the reason why I played the song. I could write a book. That was my point. So pretty much I am out of time. You know what? It has been a stone-cold blast on this afternoon. I really enjoyed Master Antonio. I really enjoyed his music. And guess what? I'm going to be back on tomorrow. I'm going to have some more music. I'm going to have a blast. I want you guys to be good to one another. I'm out of time, and I got to go.